Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Plays Fear and Hunger. This is something that's been requested for a while, so I'm gonna go ahead and get into it. How hard can it be, right? Mercenary, thief, assassin, whatever brings the silver to the table. Mercenary is known for his dirty tactics in battle and crafty ways of gaining the advantage. Knight with pure and righteous ways of the warrior. Having been trained for combat since a child, knight excels in close combat and with different weaponry. Dark priest, bearing no burden on such things as morality and ethics, gives dark priest an edge in blood magic. However, devoting oneself to magic has left his physical body weak. Outlander, hardened in the freezing winds of the north, the outlander is an epitome of survival. He knows all the tricks to stay alive, even in the most impossible of situations. Let's see how well magic fares in this world. How do I go back? Oh, there we are. I'm not going to spend too much time doing my name real quick. Alright, here we go. Beware! Game contains scenes of extreme violence, gore, sexual violence, drug usage. If you're sensitive, do not fucking play this game. Fear and Hunger. Top adult game on Steam right now. I think. I can check. No, it's that Rise of Eros. It was top, but it's like number 6 now. Peeping Door Manager managed to win again. And then Being a Dick, Fresh Women, Treasure of Nadia, then Fear and Hunger, then the Genesis Order. So it's been brought down. People like that fucking gotcha, even though it's a real shit gotcha. I'm sure there's bots playing it. Choose the game mode. Fear and Hunger. Easier mode for beginners. The darkness is more immersive. Starvation is less of a threat. Terror and Starvation. The dungeons show no mercy. Darkness is real. Starvation is constant. Enemies are tough. Additional enemies and scenarios to further push you. Solo mode. No saving your game. No additional party members to recruit. All the features of Terror and Starvation apply. Special game mode. Combines physical, mental, and social challenges all into one. Might be too much for beginners to handle. Let's start with the original version of the game. Yeah, why not? You are born with the soul of the enlightened. You are always seeking restlessly for new knowledge and secrets hidden from the common folk. This trait started to show itself at a very young age as you were chosen to become a dark priest upon the birth of you and your twin sister. Typical to such a cold rite, you were pitted against your sibling with ritual daggers and challenged to fight each other to the very last breath. Unfortunate for you, you were born with a fragile body and your sister easily overpowered you and had her dagger on your neck waiting for the final blow. Oof. She, however, showed mercy and withdrew her dagger. She stepped away from you as your high priest masters glared gleefully at the event unfolding before their eyes. Strike your dagger to her spine while she walks away. Die, bitch! You stroke your dagger to the spine of your sister and she collapsed to the ground. The high priest seemed especially pleased with this and prepared you for your ascension ceremony. In the ascension ceremony, you were to resurrect your deceased sister with necromancy and use her as a ghoul. You did this and the cold corpse of your sister brought a smile to your otherwise emotionless face. You learn necromancy. After your ascension to the dark priesthood, you were to leave the temple grounds, rather, and learn a cult on your own in your dark pilgrimage. When beginning your self-studies, you first had to choose a god you'd dedicate your time to. Well, we have Gro'goroth. Gro'goroth is a little better. Sylvian, All-Mayor, and pray for God of the Depths. How about the God of the Depths? He'd never disappoint, and we'll try him. You traveled across the western continent, learning all about different gods, deities, blood magic, and all known sciences. Your studies didn't come without their merits. You were acknowledged by the top scholars of the modern times. You were finally granted a pass to the great libraries of the Kingdom of Rondon. You now have the collection of all known history and science at your grasp. You learned of a certain man who was prophesied, but whatever. to begin a new era for mankind, a man meant for greatness, but why would you need to share the spotlight of the gods with any mortal man? Prophecies are only for those who are weak enough to bend to their sorry fates. You need to find this man and learn more. To your current knowledge, he would be found in prison at the notorious dungeons of fear and hunger. You decided to stock up for your travels. Stock up on magical items, intoxicants, healing items, or rush straight after him. You get a blue vial and 2 cloth fragments. Well, blue vial's better than nothing. Save your character info before starting the game? Yes. Okay. A dead horse is laying down here. Beating the horse produces no effects. I wonder if there's any way to continue to just beat the dead horse. The barking is getting closer. Pile of planks. They've been left at the mercy of the weather for quite some time. The hounds! Hounds are hot on your trail. Boy, they are rather large hounds, aren't they? Can we talk to them? Down, boy! Down! Oh, you can actually hit different parts of their body. That's using RPG Maker to its limits. Boom! Ow. Ow. I'm probably dead. Heads or tails? Heads. Takes a great leap at you. Hounds are hot on your tail. Found a lucky coin. Found some tobacco. Barrel is left here to gather rainwater. The water has been still for too long and it's not drinkable. We better get the fuck out of here before those dogs get to me. You step inside the darkness. You feel your sanity decline with every passing moment. You search the barrel for anything useful. You find some cabbage! Dried meat. The room is filled with meat-eating flies. Meat-eating flies, huh? Pick up a blue herb. Ah, right from Resident Evil, I see. Another blue herb. A rotten barrel. Another rotten barrel. Oh, look at that guy. I'm gonna fight him. A jelly-like creature appears from the darkness. Okay, so we can go for the head. Oh. Ow. I got him! I killed one! It's cool that you can actually beat up shit. Like, you can get revenge on shit. It's like, fuck you! Prah! Kick him in the... I'm gonna kick him in the nuts! Search a barrel for anything useful. Blueberries. Okay. Rotten meat. Leave it. What the fuck are you gonna eat rotten meat for? Find a red herb. That's in a... another area. Pile of dead bodies in various states of rot. Door is locked from the other side. Kinda sucks that they don't have the, fast run from RPG Maker. You can use necromancy on the skeleton. Necromancy was successful. Give a name to your new skeleton! Oh, I got a skeleton friend. Okay. Well, we're gonna call him Mr. What the hell? There's no period on this motherfucker. Huh. Alright, so we'll just do that. Mr. Bones. There we are, old Mr. Bones. Mr. Bones doesn't seem to remember anything about its past life, but it doesn't seem to care. Okay, all right, Mr. Bones. You know what to do. An ominous aura fills the hallways. A nameless grave stands here. The dirt seems somewhat fresh, suggesting it's not that old. I actually do like this game already. There is a tombstone here. Here lies Yoho of the Northern Woods. Although he only briefly served in the dungeon, he's severely missed. He didn't live that long, did he? Sonya. She beat every man in arm wrestling. Damn. She probably used that trick that I'm seeing these bodybuilder chicks do. Like, no, I know they're buff looking, but dude, they have like this little special arm trick. There was a guy in the comments talking about it, where they'll put their arm, where they basically use their body to level themselves so they can't go down. It's a trick that arm wrestlers have taught people for a long time, like arm wrestling champions did it. It should be illegal, because that's like a way to win against anybody pretty much, because it's using a trick instead of actually using your strength. That's how these great big muscles, you're like, oh, she's just more muscular. No, dude, it's not the case. There's a tombstone here. Here lies Jonah, the one desperately sought death. Well, hope she's glad now that she's found it. Grim's starting to feel hungry. Why?
I haven't eaten. Look at me. Look how...
Looks like he hasn't seen the sun in years. You did eat! Oh! You smoked with a pipe. There's a tombstone here. Great storyteller who, yeah, he feels less hungry, who made everything just that much more lively. Cross is missing any text, but for some reason the hole has already been dug here. The pit is almost like waiting for someone. I wonder who. There's Sir Anders. Someone has engraved something on the tombstone. Hope I get to taste your creations once we meet again, dear friend. Here lies Laren of the Corso. The mage no one asked for, but the mage we deserved and got. The mage nobody wanted, but we got it. Coffin's wide open. This almost feels like an adventure game. I'm gonna whoop his ass. I'm gonna whoop his ass. He looks cool, though. I bet I can take that foot! Nah, let me get that foot. Bah! You ain't gonna do much now. Oh, fuck. cannot read property scope of no. Wow. This is the newest version of the game. I literally just got it from Itch. Okay, cannot read property scope of no. Again, I don't know what to do about that. I guess I gotta go back in. Wow. It literally had a bug. I'll, run as administrator. Sometimes that works. Windows is like, what the fuck are you doing to me, man? No, we don't want to do that. Yep. Yeah, it's not gonna be much. It's just gonna be... Yeah, see, I wasn't even in the dungeons. I don't know where I was. Guestbook on the table. Someone has written passages here. You feel your sanity decline with every passing moment. Oh, okay. Unnatural hunger begins draining your strength. This nightmare has taken its toll on me. The air stands still and has an ominous odor to it. Nightmare has taken its toll on me. I'm devolving into something far lesser than the man I once was. All the high morals and ethics have no values here. All the things I've done to survive. There's no place for a little miscreant like me in the warmth of the sun anymore. I am part of these dungeons now. Part of this never-ending nightmare. Just a one more cog in this machine of fear and hunger. In a way, I find it comforting. I have a definite place in this wicked world, but I'm writing this here as a warning for anyone who happens to step down this darkness. Do leave if it is still possible. You find a small booklet under the guest book. You take the Book of Fears with you. Ooh. I don't want you guys to see my cursor. Shelf has miscellaneous items. You find 3 pieces of pocket tinder boxes. They must be useful in this ever-pressing darkness. Awful smell comes from all the rotten meat. Plates are covered with maggots. It does make you wonder if someone actually eats this stuff. After all, why have them here otherwise? Leave it. Probably makes you sick. A crude kitchen table, lots of scratchy cut marks. You find a bag of wheat flour. There's some maggots in the flour.
Maggots everywhere.
Guar has a song called Maggots. An empty bucket. You search the barrel for anything useful. You find 2 tomatoes. You search the barrel for anything useful. You find a salami. Yep. More maggoty meat. Call it maggot steaks. Oh, let's go fight him again. Alright, prison guards, tunnels from the shadows. Oh, can I talk to him? Hey, how you doing? What is your origin?
Rape.
Is that what you want to do?
Hey, buddy, come on now. I'm not into that. If that's your thing, that's your thing. But this ain't fitting to happen.
You are not sure if he can understand you or not. Grim lost his left arm. Ah, damn. I'm gonna need that. Oh! Stinger's pulsating. The monster takes a step closer. Guard charges, but you manage evading his grasp. Alright, so you ain't got nothing to do. I mean, he still got that. We'll cut the other arm. He's gonna fall down. How? You got me. I don't even know how. The man had no arms and no legs and no dick. Oh, what's gonna happen now? You find yourself inside a rotten embrace of flesh. Everything is cold, wet, and stinks repulsively. Cool. What is this? Two blood pit. Wet crown feels squishy underneath your feet. Interesting. Again, I really shouldn't have put this game off. It seems like it's pretty fun, even though it's hard as fuck. It seems fun. Just the kind of macabre, crazy fucking shit that I like, right? You can't go in there. I mean, what could be down there? I mean, maybe it's candy. We don't know. Maybe it was a mistake coming to these dungeons. You unlocked the cage door. Uh-oh, looks like somebody's trying to summon something. Miscellaneous torturing items. You take the skinning knife with you, though. You find a turnip! A little less hungry. Someone or something is walking towards the room. Ambush it! Wretched looking person walks out of the shadows. You attack him straight away. Well, what? Who in the lowest hell are you? Motherfucker. You're about ready to wish you didn't come in here. First I'm gonna hit you. You gonna hit me with 10, huh? With a little shitty dagger? We have that dagger and stick it up your ass. We're gonna get rid of that arm. You ain't got no arm, huh? Gonna get rid of that left leg. What the hell? Take the other arm off. What you gonna do, bite me? Damn, we're gonna take that leg out. He should be... He ain't gonna do nothing. You can still surrender and be a good child. I need new test subjects. I'm a doctor, you see. Test subjects for what? You should see the new world of pain and suffering, the limits of human flesh. Dude, but you don't have no arms. You can't use your legs. You ain't gonna be torturing shit. So, I'm just gonna take out the head. His head feels squishy. I'm breathing from the darkness ahead. There is something waiting for you on the other side of the bars. Well, I have to wait there for a while longer. Ah! No, wait. You're a sane one, right? Yeah, of course. I'd be dead otherwise now. Don't stay in the doorway. You'll give us out if someone sees you. What are you doing here? What? Hiding, of course. Who'd have guessed that a piss-stained that a piss-stained cell this would be one of the safer spots in the dungeon. It's not that simple. I've been lost in these dungeons for what feels like a lifetime. My sense of time has become blurry. It might be years, months, or I fear even just weeks. I just cannot handle it any longer. I feel my mind giving up already. I just can't. I don't know what business you got here, but if I were you, I'd run as fast as possible. If escaping the place is even possible anymore, that is. Ah, you're heading towards the darkness. I apologize. I'll catch my breath here for a while. I'm gonna get him too. Alright, so the first thing we gotta do is get that on. Alright. Stinger still works, though. So we gotta go ahead and get that, because... Alright. So it wouldn't be worth it to fuck with there. Alright. Counter magic? Oh, I tell you, you don't really have that much magic skills, Mr. Mage. I mean, he thought about it. How can he tackle? Woo! I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, this game... It's like you get far. See, that's what I don't like about roguelite games or games that really try to be overly difficult. Like, it takes so long to get so far. Like, you don't... Like, when I start again, I'll only be able to continue from where I was. So it's not like I did anything. Like, you might get the pattern down, but it's a waste of time. Like, it's literally a waste of time. Because... You can't really save in between... Or maybe you can. Let me see. Can you save? Is there like a save? Filter effects on. Command remember. General. Audio controls. Okay. You can craft items. I didn't know you could do that. No, there really doesn't seem to be a place to save my progress. Yeah, I know. A blue vial, see, that's good. Cut that off, and then you gotta cut the stinger off. Yeah, of course it's a coin roll. This time he got me. Nope, I'm dead. Guard out himself. Yep. There it goes again. I don't know. Like, this would get boring as shit after hours to me. Maybe you guys get into it, but I'm just like, okay, you gotta do this again and again and again and again. It's like you don't even want to fight monsters, and then if you don't fight monsters, you don't level up. So, I just don't get the idea. And you don't heal enough either. Like, there's difficulty, and then there's just, I don't know. I feel like there's some artificial difficulty in this game. It's like trying to make a game more difficult than it needs to be just for the sake of things. I will fight the door. The door is too strong for you. Maybe I just need to get a stronger character? Maybe this character isn't the right character to use? Oh, damn it. Sacrificial circle for the older gods. To appease gods or gain favors from them, this is the place to offer your gratitude. Gorgoroth, the destroyer of men, yearns for human sacrifices. Selvian, god of fertility and love, which is nothing more than an act of love in her name. I would have picked Selvian then. The other one's like, ah, I need you to sacrifice. The other one's, ah, I need you to fuck! There seems to be a little girl inside the cage. She's hiding her face from you. What do you want to do? Talk. Are you okay? Are you a monster? She doesn't respond. There seems to be a little girl inside. Okay. She's not fucking talking. Map showing distribution of army units on the table. List of inmates. You find 4 tinder boxes. What the fuck are tinder boxes even used for? Flag of the Kingdom of Rondon. You can tear the flag for cloth fragments. Found a Book of Fears. What is some of this shit? Book about different phobias. Fear of death, fear of ghosts, fear of magic, fear of sex and genitals. Ah, no, my God, get those breasts away from me! Fear of animals and beasts, fear of monsters and malformations, fear of everything. Fear. I wonder what happens if you play as the one that has erotophobia. Oh, no, it's breasts! Oh, no, they're gonna get me! Gonna be smothered in titties. The coffin is sealed shut tight. The stone slab over the coffin is too heavy to move. I don't know what that is. Use tinderbox to light the candle? Yeah, why not? Is there anything in this crate? Oh. You search the bookshelf for anything useful. You find a mock-up book. List of inmates. You cannot make any sense of the handwriting. Someone has written notes here. Death is the answer. Dusty old books fill the bookshelf. Some of them seem partly rotten and moldy. Find the Scroll of the Wildman. Fuck does that do? Find the secrets of devouring carcasses. There's that motherfucker again. probably tries to escape. And does! How about fuck him? Oh, you son of a bitch. They run after me pretty fast, too. Gonna attack that. And I'm just gonna go for the head. That motherfucker shouldn't be alive without a head. Let's try heads this time. Okay, good. Head. Take the head out. You should be able to take the head out. No, you gotta take torso out, I guess. It shouldn't be tails this time. He fucking does the blind rage bullshit. Now you're down to one. Yeah, fucking defeated. I was at 100. Now I'm back at this bullshit. Even the smallest noises echo in the hall. Raw meat! A lucky coin! It's not gonna fuck with me. That might. A couple of cave gnomes appear. Move out of you. Shit. Gave me 20 HP. Then the motherfuckers kill me for, like, way more. And now I'm bleeding. And I don't have a... And another cave gnome just appeared. I mean, you can kill them in one hit, but they'll get you. See, there's nothing I can do. They're gonna kill me. Like, shit. I would get really tired of this, like, quickly. Honestly, this is not something I could continue. I'd just throw Cheat Engine in there. It wouldn't be... Like, oh yeah, but, you know, honestly, I just want to explore the place. See all the different artwork, the different styles of monsters, what they can do. That's more interesting to me than just, oh, survive. I don't know, man. I'm just not... It just doesn't compute for me. It literally doesn't. It's just like... Okay, so you can't do that, but there's not enough ways that I can heal... And things follow way too fast in the game that you can't really run from battles. So I'm trying to figure this out logically. And I'm like, okay, so you can't go too far because then the damn dogs come and you can't beat the fucking dogs. Like, it's unnecessarily frustrating. Thank you. And there he is again. This guy's getting on my nerves. Because you kill that, and then there's the stinger. And you have to take care of the stinger. But even if you take care of the stinger, the bastard's just going to do that stupid heads or tails thing. And if you don't do it right, you're fucked. See? He does blind rage, and that can kill you. He's just look at that. See, it didn't do that much damage, but for some odd reason, it can. So I don't know if I need to just attack his torso and attack him again at the torso. Maybe that'll kill him. Okay, that'll kill him. Finally, I figured out how to kill him. It doesn't look like I can. Okay. Beat him. No reaction, but it's satisfying. Leave it. You can't go through that door. This body that's been torn apart here almost looks partly eaten. Dried meat. Remember, dried meat is worth it. Iron arrow. A leather helmet. A cloth hood. Got some armor this time. Okay, so I've already gotten back to the entrance. Explosive vial. A throwing dart. Dried mushrooms. Craft one item. I need tinderbox, a stick, and a cloth fragment. It's a torch. Okay. It's backwards. All right. So I've been here. Cheese, and then there's that girl locked up. Cage is locked, you can't go through there. Throwing knife and a water vial. It seems to twist into unnatural shapes. Well here. Leave. I'm not going down that fucking well. You find a stick. Still be possible to escape these dungeons. The Hexen creates a connection to the gods, both new and old. Get closer to the older gods, you must work your way up and gain their affinity with each circle you get closer to them. The new gods only pass their knowledge on to those who share the same birth site and soul with them. Use the Hexen? I don't know, there's some stuff at the bottom, but I don't know what it is. I make greater blood magic. I don't know how to get lesser souls. Find a cloth hood, rotten meat, wood buckler. Oh, okay, so hunger is down to one. I guess that's, I don't know. A lot less hungry. A little less hungry. Can I just kill that guy? Captain's diary and small key. Found a trench coat. I found dirt. Recipes of the 15th century. Studies of Sylvan 1. All these books. The book is about various recipes from the famous Chef Anders of the Royal Kitchen of Rondon. Even the book itself is even if the book portrays itself as a recipe book, it seems to tell more about the notorious Chef Anders himself. It's more of a biography book, greatly over-exaggerating his life triumphs and challenges the role chef. There seems to be a nice love story twist, too, with the princess of the court. Between all this romance and betrayal, you find recipes of Chef Andrew's famous meat pie, vegetable pie. Okay. Captain's orders. On the subject discussed earlier in our last exchange, you no longer have need of those captivates, whatever. What you do with those poor bastards is not of my concern. If you do go with your wicked plans, please make sure you leave no one talking about the studies we perform, no witnesses, so to speak. Cruelty is not unheard in times of war. I'm sure you, if anyone, should know this. But some things exceed the limits any human should ever experience. We do not want world word going around. Take no insult in my words, but for our own sake, too, or my own sake, too, I hope I never hear from you again, Captain Rudimer. Okay. Rogaroth 1. To give room for new generations, for new trees to grow, and usher the prior force needs to be burnt down, such as the role of creation. Creation, destruction, what does not exist without the other? Destruction is called Grogaroth, the destroyer of men. A man fears destruction because a man gets accustomed to peace and quiet. The man grows fat and afraid of change, but change is inevitable, just as Grogaroth. There is no need for fear. It's the destruction of pure kind. It does not target one man specifically. It just exists. Interesting note on Grogaroth. He is curious kind. More than many of the other older gods. To relate the feeling of fear, Grogaroth wears bodies and skin of men and women alike. He might still be walking among us, masked under the skin of people and hanging bodies, blessing us with his blood magic. Well, gee, thanks. He sounds like a great fella. Captain's Diary. 16th of January, 1590. Torturer once again went too far with his wicked methods. A prisoner was but a child, but already he had to go through so much torture that he shit himself more than he bled. I must say, I'm afraid of torturer to a certain degree. Sometimes I think I would do this world justice if I just offed it with my blade. Very few know, but Torturer used to be a famed holy knight of Rondon back in the day. He was able to achieve great fame at a very young age. But during our holy campaign against Eastern Territories, he was captured. Everyone presumed him as dead. He died as a war hero. He should have died as a war hero, but 5 years later, we occupied the eastern capital, Jataya. We also found what was left of Torturer. He is but a shadow of his former self, a disfigured hunchback man with barely any resemblance to the great hero so many adored. I'm sure during those 5 years he went through every method of torture he now puts to use himself. Just honor the memory of Torture the White. I let this monster live today, although I see great contradiction in my words here. Well, I did kill him at one point, but he's alive again in this playthrough. Sylvan the First. Sylvian's a goddess of love, lust, and creation. She created men and women in dawn of time. From the very first moment, she loved her children greatly. Over time, her love blossomed to a more obsessive form, and she would try to guide her children more and more. Once she realized her children would never be able to return the same amount of affection back to her, her love took a more twisted form. Sylvian would shape mankind more to her liking and more into her image with her gift to people, the love magic, otherwise known as flower magic. For a brief moment in ancient history, mankind fell into a craze of fleshly delights, as a synchronized mass sea of naked people in the middle of coitus would pulsate and waste their days. There are still cults dedicated to Sylvian to this day, but many believe she left mankind long ago. There are instructions on how to build your own pinecone pig, the amulet of good luck and fortune. The pinecone pig seems to originate from the north, from the little villages in Odegaard. First, you need a narrow stick, break into four equally long pieces, align each other to make sure they're right size. Take a well-kept pinecone, push the sticks in the opening of the pinecone. The stick should be able to carry the weight of the pinecone, but they should be placed on all four sides at the bottom of the pinecone. Pinecone pig is ready. Enjoy. Mushroom stew, dammit. Oh, I don't have the egg no more. Torch. Yep. Book itself doesn't seem interesting, but you found book pages 1. It doesn't do anything. You can't read it. Find an anathomia. I don't know what that is. An anathomia. I don't know. Oh. The Book of Medical Science, the Book of Anathomia, collected knowledge of Homer of the Abyssonia. Symptoms, effects, confusion, concussion, fracture, broken bone, bleeding wound. Symptoms, effects, poison, parasitic, intestine worms, momentary stun. Symptoms, effect, infected wound on arm, infected wound on leg, blindness, or other eye trauma. Symptoms, effects, severe mental trauma, severe physical trauma, severe anal bleeding. Ouch! Symptoms, effects, temporary paralysis, strong toxic poisoning. Different stages of hunger, different stages of fear. Book by no means covers everything under the sun and stars, and thus should be used only as a reference. So mock-up bookshelf, none of the books are real. Oh, we found a secret passageway. Nope. Book is about various recipes. Meat pie and vegetable pie. Okay, you make cloth fragments out of those. Oh, craft armor. We need a pine cone and a stick. For armor? That gonna work? He launches forth with a pine cone and a stick. Hold it. I see. Seems like you still retain your sanity. In a way, it's reassuring to see that I'm not completely alone here. Tell me, are you evil? Only time will tell. You'd be surprised what you are truly capable of once you stay long enough here, but your presence here just means these dungeons will claim one more victim, and the evil residing here will grow that much stronger. If I were you, I'd try to escape these ancient walls by any means necessary. For your sake, I hope our paths don't cross again here. Stay cautious in the dungeons. Evil in this place is of pure kind. It's not here just to torment us, it's here to spread its roots into the surrounding world. Even if the dungeons of wild traps and decrepit monsters would lead you to believe otherwise. Its interests are already past this world, and place is a mere relic from long history. You seem familiar with this evil. Yeah, yes, my kind, the northern people of Odegaard. We found the dark continent of Vinland from the far reaches of the west. The moment you lay your eyes on the crooked mountains and the twisted forests of those lands, you feel the presence of a greater evil. It's the same evil that resides here. You can call me Ragnarvaldr. I'm from the north, from the kingdom of Odegaard. I am here to find a relic that a certain person took from my people. The man is imprisoned somewhere deep down below. No doubt it would be for you, but for the time being, I won't be traveling with you. I'm not gonna attack him, but I am gonna grab that fucking little dagger. Simple daggers laying in the ground. It reminds you of your childhood when your father used to teach you swordsmanship with a similar dagger. It might be a suitable weapon for children, but for adults, it's just too small. You search the barrel for anything useful and find 2 carrots. It's a little monster. Nobody's fucking with him. He's just there. Search the crate for anything useful. You find some coins. Some carrots. A blue herb. Always collapse here. Makes you wonder how the rest of the old fortress holds up. Can use an explosive vial. Search the barrel and find 2 carrots. Oh wow, it's the dogs again. Ooh. Oh! See? We're not going that way. Ancient statue stands here. Do you want to pray? Finish praying. Leave me be, please. I'm turning into a butterfly. Gonna be a pretty butterfly. I'm gonna leave him alone. Fine. Maybe he will. I don't want these. Welcome to the meadows, O traveler. Let us ease your suffering. The first one is free. Well, this is why the game is an adult game. They seem busy. Best not interrupt. Are you looking for a partner? Not with him. Can you hook me up with one of the... Grim's starting to feel hungry. You can't do anything about his sexual hunger. Give me that. Painful to the submissive one. They're in a trance-like state. Take off your clothes and put on this mask. Fine. You lose track of time, but are able to snap out of it. With the act, your affinity with Sylvian is growing. You feel rejuvenated. Are you looking for a partner? No. Hell yeah! I got some fucking done and she healed me. As long as it wasn't him. I mean, it looked like it might have been. Take so much. They're just dogs. Run. Fine, I'm out of here, fucker. It does look like there was a... I made it out there. You can't go any further because those dogs are overpowered. So I'm gonna go over here and see if this motherfucker wants. Hey, how you doing? They were crazy and I had a lot of fears. This lantern. What lantern? Now it's dark. Take his arm. You ain't fit to chant nothing. Know that arm? Alright. Can I talk? Try starting conversation. What god do you serve? We serve all the gods. Despite the common folk blaming the dark times and older gods, we also value their teachings. Sylvian or Almir ascended one. She is opposite and brings forth new life and love. Okay. So why are we fighting? I mean, can we continue to talk to him? What are these dungeons? They're fear and hunger, a nexus for different planes of existence. These dungeons are one of the last places where a man can still meet his creators. I am but a wretched being on a holy pilgrimage. All the priests of the Western world dream of delving down these dungeons. Hey, it's your fault you want to fight. It's kind of weird. You're having a conversation with them, and they still want to fight you? This doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, I didn't really want to kill those guys. Alright. Found a soul stone. Like, I literally don't know what I'm doing, okay? I don't know if I'm supposed to kill him or what. Wow, look at that. I'm hungry. Bring us food, human. What do you eat? Humans, bring us sacrifices. There you go. Fight them all. It's like it's a boss music. Come on now. Hire a band next time, dude. Don't stop, we're gonna wreck you up badly. You gotta fucking stop! Can't you see us suffering? No! Fuck you! I'm just gonna kill everything! You want us to beg or something? No! Fucking die! Every fucking thing! I'm gonna take a nuclear missile and blow the whole goddamn dungeon up! Gonna wreck you up badly! Fucking die! All of you! Kill everything! Fucking pieces of shit. I'm a fuck. You hear footsteps closing in. No, wait, you're the same one, right? Yeah, of course I'd be dead from now. I don't have time for this. I've been in dungeons. I don't know what business you got here, but if I were you, I'd run out as fast as possible. Escaping this place isn't possible anymore. What was that? We'll fight him now. Sorry. One more hit. Well, that'll hit him, but yeah. Okay, good. I mean, wasn't hard. Now it's starting to get a little easier. I know. Where is the torturer? I'm gonna fight him again. Unless I killed him already and you can't really get him back. It's used for torture. Take the skin and knife. Ale. Iron arrow. It's too bad a shape. Too bad a shape. Too bad a shape. Too bad a shape. Just sworn I had like a key. Somebody's key for something. You probably get the key from the torturer. I gotta find him again. Beat him up real easy. I could have sworn. Stupid mind, stupid mind. Get him. Breathing from the darkness ahead. Something waiting for you on the other side. You have to kill Torturer because you gotta get his key. There he is. I'll fucking get him. He's actually really easy. First you take his knife, and then he can't really do shit. So then we're just gonna get him a torso. Yeah, he's dead. He's easy. Got the key. I want a fucking save point! Crack underneath your feet. And the smallest noise is echoing this hall. Scroll with the swordsman. Better use that. Starting to feel hungry. Dried meat. No dried meat. Iron arrow. That's about all I can make. Yep.
shit. Find five tinder boxes. You don't find nothing amazing. Door's too strong for you. I'm gonna save and rest. You had troubling dreams. Felt like someone's watching you while you slept. This room doesn't feel safe anymore. Statue of a maiden and a crow watching over anyone who rests here. Alright, so that's Fear and Hunger. Gave you guys a full hour of that. I'm actually kind of interested in this game. Now that I can actually get somewhere, at least I can start from this point. Kind of getting it, you know. I'm probably, like, I picked the wrong god. I should have picked Sylvania or whatever the hell. I don't know. I don't even know how this story turns out. But it's a pretty fun game. I see why it's so popular. I don't see why it's really an adult game. I guess maybe there's some adult parts of it. It just doesn't feel like, I don't know. Like, but it's still a really fucking fun game. Like, I'm not playing it even because it's an adult game. I'm playing it just because it's a good game. It's actually pretty decent. You know, Terminus also exists, but Terminus isn't as popular as this one. This one's got way more popularity than Terminus. So maybe Lightning didn't strike twice. It's good, but not as good. Alright, so at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I will see you guys next time on Grim Plays with more... Well, I don't know about more of this. There's probably a million people on YouTube already doing this game. But, with another great game, how about that?